Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Leppard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al McBean. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBean. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball four. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Leppard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rogers out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hook for the out. Clendenin moves to third. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McBean moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubs covering, for the out. McBean moves to third. Verdon moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente is walked intentionally. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McBean tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Verdon scores. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Pirates. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clendenin moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Clendenin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-1 in the game. Leppert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Leppert reaches third base with a triple. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBean strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0-for-1 in the game. Burkell strikes out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball towards right. Altman catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Clendenin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook juggles the ball. That's an error on Hook. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Leppert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoke moves to third. Leppert moves to second. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBean strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman strikes out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to third for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Clendenon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Pirates. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Goss now playing left field. Don Clendenon now playing first base. Bob Will pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Groat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Hubs reaches second base with a double. Landrum moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground to left field. Goss throws towards Mazeroski. Mazeroski fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mazeroski. Landrum scores. Hubs scores. Banks moves to second. It's 5-2, Pirates. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Lowry now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Leppert strikes out. Two outs. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdun for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0-for-3 in the game. Burkell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock pinch hits for Al Lowry. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hubbs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.